Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
What have we here? He must be three or four.
This is singer-songwriter Dar Williams, the popular folk singer who honed her singing in Northampton in western Massachusetts. Her fans describe her songs as beautifully crafted short stories. This is her song, I Am the One Who Will Remember Everything, from her most recent album, In the Time of Gods. Dar Williams will be back in her old stomping ground this Saturday, performing at the Calvin Theater in Northampton. So we thought we'd listen back to our conversation with her from last year, when she joined us in the studio with her guitar. Here she is singing her song, I Have Been Around the World.
Well, you make my coffee and it's only 3 a.m., but soon I'm going far away, and my time is almost up. I hold my coffee cup, we sit with nothing left to say. And I know that soon I will be touching down in a shining city or a mountain town. I have been around the world, but all that I can see are these moments that we have. You're all the world to me. Well, there's always laughter in the parties after and a fond farewell before I go. Leaving town, the window panes, they flash like movie frames, the last scene in a picture show. But I know that I am not alone, and you are the one that I can tell my stories to. I have been around the world, there's so much there to see, and the story never ends. You're all the world to me. And I know there are times you think I've lost my way, but there is no way this can be true. 'Cause when I'm walking through the door, I look for you. You're all I'm looking for. And it's truer now than it's ever been. I'm the lucky one that love has taken in. I have been around the world, from sea to shining sea. I wish that you were here, you're all the world to me. I have been around the world, from sea to shining sea. And now I'm heading home, you're all the world to me.
So pretty. That's Dar Williams singing I've Been Around the World. That's off her album, In the Time of Gods. And Dar Williams, thank you so much. How beautiful.
Thank you.
And let me ask you about that album, In the Time of Gods, inspired by Greek mythology and the Greek gods. Is that typically the way you work? Do you get these flashes of inspiration for these big ideas that then are worked into these lovely, beautifully crafted songs?
Ideally, yes. Yeah. And ideally what happens is you hear a little piece of melody with a couple words attached to it. And then what you do, you know, when you grow up with people who kind of help nurture your creativity, is you say, well, where is this going? And you sort of follow the creative impulse where it takes you, you know, with sort of this curiosity, because there will be voices in your head that say, shouldn't you be figuring out how to work this you know, seat in your rental car, Dar. Shouldn't you be paying attention to picking up your kids? And, you know, it's sometimes a different part of your brain, but I've learned to be really grateful for creative impulses and then to follow them sort of, you know, the story where it takes me.
Well, the story, you put your finger on the other thing I wanted to ask you about, and this sort of great tradition of American folk music so deeply rooted in storytelling. And I love the way a lot of your songs just tell great stories. I was listening to The Christians and the Pagans earlier today, where you present this great sort of Christmas meal tableau of family members eating together, Christians and pagans, and somehow coming to terms with each other, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they do. And it's a wonderful song, but just a great sort of earthy story that works out so well.
Actually, when I went to college, I said, I know one thing, that is that I will never be a musician. So I must concentrate on theater. So I didn't take any music courses. I was, you know, in the chorus, thank goodness. I mean, I got a little theory from that. But I was with these wonderful storytellers in the theater department, and they would, you know, they'd get so frustrated if you didn't have a clean line of you know, a tight story and a beautiful visual, you know, narrative way of saying things. And I also worked at the Opera Company of Boston with Sarah Caldwell when I first left college. And we did Man and Butterfly. And to see the way music can be this voice that reintroduces themes and that you put your storytelling with music and it's bigger and better. That was a big deal.
Well, Dar, it would be so great to hear another song. Our time is winding down. I want to give you plenty of time to sing. So why don't you play us something else?
All right. This is called Buzzer. So this is a story. And this has to do with the Stanley Milgram Obedience to Authority experiments in the early 60s. That was a story. Here we go.
Sitting with a number 8 platter at the restaurant, 4.20 now for almost anything I want. Add it up, it's cheaper than the stuff I make myself. I get by, I never needed anybody's help. And I tore it in that, and they told me that I would press the buzzer, would press the buzzer. Had the graduate lab, they were doing some tests. I pressed the buzzer, I pressed the buzzer. Ride the circle off of the highway, spiral into the driveway, and the maze of old prefab, they'll be waiting at the light. I don't know how everybody makes it through the daily drill. Paint the nails, walk a dog, pay every bill. Feeling sorry for this guy that oppressed his shock. He gets the answers wrong. I have to up the watch, and he begged me to stop, but they told me to go. I pressed the buzzer, I press the buzzer. So get out of my head, just give me my line. I press the buzzer, I press the buzzer. Ride the circle off of the highway, spiral into the driveway, and the maze of old prefabs, they'll be waiting at the light. They brought me back to the lab to discuss the test. I put my earrings on, found my heels, wore a dress. Right away I knew it was like a failed quiz. The man said, do you know what a fascist is? Said, yeah, it's when you do things you're not proud of, but you're scraping by taking orders from above. I get it now, I'm the face, I'm the cause of war. We don't have to blame white-coated men anymore. When I knew it was wrong, I played it just like a game. I pressed the buzzer, I pressed the buzzer. Here's your $70. Now everything's changed. I press the buzzer, I press the buzzer. But tell me, where are your stocks? Would you do this again? I press the buzzer. And tell me, who made your clothes? Was it children or men? I press the buzzer. Ride the circle off of the high, spiral into the driveway, and the maze of old prefabs, they'll be waiting at the lake.
Fantastic. That's Dar Williams doing the song Buzzer. That's from her CD Promised Land. Dar Williams, I read earlier today that a quote that you said, as you get older, your big struggle isn't being virtuous and moral. It's more about what you do in the chaos. What did you mean by that?
I know that I have the moral code that I have. It's probably not even what everyone would agree with, but I really know what my priorities are. But when you're backed into a corner and you have to make a lot of decisions, you know, just be like what you're going to feed your kids in the car when you have six, you know, fast food restaurants staring you at the face, you know, and you think, oh, do I really want to drive 30 miles to a farm stand? You know, just how do you navigate the world and kind of keep those values in the tight spaces? I'm more interested in that right now.
And you know the light is fading all too soon.
That's Dar Williams talking to us in June of last year. She'll be performing this Saturday at the Calvin Theater in Northampton. You can find more information at radioboston.org. And we'll go out today with her song, The Beauty of the Rain, which she performed right here in our studios.
And there's nothing wrong, but there is something more.
And we'll end today with Dar Williams. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.
She says you've known her deepest fears.